Stress was literally killing Ari Meisel.
Working 18-hour days on construction projects while battling incurable Crohn's disease, he faced an impossible choice: keep working and die, or stop working and watch his business collapse.
Instead of accepting either fate, he did something radical. He questioned the entire premise.
What if the problem wasn't too much work, but too much inefficiency? What if doing less could actually accomplish more?
This counterintuitive insight became the foundation of a system that not only helped him overcome his supposedly incurable disease, but also complete an Ironman triathlon while working a fraction of his previous hours.
The secret wasn't superhuman willpower or endless hustle. It was systematically identifying what truly mattered and ruthlessly eliminating everything else.
Economist Vilfredo Pareto discovered that 80% of results flow from just 20% of efforts. In business, 80% of profits come from 20% of customers. The same principle applies to your productivity. You can't improve what you don't measure. Tools like Rescue Time monitor computer usage and block distractions. Services like iDoneThis create searchable records of accomplishments. Insight Tracker analyzes blood biomarkers to optimize wellness. Once you understand where your time goes, document your processes. Create a manual of you by breaking routine tasks into their simplest components, as if explaining them to someone new. This reveals hidden redundancies. One content creation process that seemed streamlined at 16 steps collapsed into 9, saving hours weekly. The revolutionary part: allocate only 20% of your energy to work, with 80% invested in rest and self-improvement. This creates a powerful cycle where recovery and growth make you exponentially more efficient during work hours, freeing time and mental space for what truly matters.
Ever had a brilliant idea in the shower, only to forget it minutes later? These mental burdens, what productivity expert David Allen calls open loops, occupy bandwidth even when you're not working. Your biological brain wasn't designed as a filing cabinet. It's designed for thinking and creating. The solution is an external brain, a reliable system for capturing and retrieving information, so your mind can focus on what it does best. Ideas work like traffic. They need to move single file to exit properly. Even seemingly worthless ideas should be recorded. They might be blocking valuable thoughts, or could combine with other concepts to form something brilliant. Evernote accepts any format and makes everything searchable. When you search Google, Evernote displays related notes from your collection, making previously saved items suddenly relevant again. Transform your inbox by creating two folders, essential and optional. Filter messages containing unsubscribe, but not FW or RE, into optional, immediately reducing volume by 40 to 60%. For remaining emails, if it's finished, delete it. If you can do it in 2 minutes, do it now. If not, defer it using tools like followup.cc. Eliminate your to-do list entirely. These lists become psychological traps through the Zeigarnik effect. Instead, use your inbox and scheduling tools. For each task, do it now, defer it, delegate it, or add it to Evernote.
Imagine capable professionals handling mundane tasks while you focus on what only you can do. This isn't an executive luxury. It's accessible through virtual assistants. Services like Searchwell offer dedicated US-based assistants, starting at $197 monthly for 10 hours, while Fancy Hands provides on-demand help for discrete tasks. On-demand assistants scale beautifully. Assign 100 tasks simultaneously, and different people complete them within an hour. Most hesitation stems from concerns about training time, not price. Start simple. Find the 3 highest-rated Italian restaurants within walking distance of my Chicago hotel. As confidence grows, expand to complex assignments. The ultimate achievement is automating the process itself. Create systems where tasks are sent to assistants without your involvement. When you publish a blog post, the system emails your assistant to submit it to social platforms, a perpetual motion machine of outsourcing that works even with rotating assistants. The calculation is simple. If your time is worth more than what you'd pay someone else, outsourcing is rational.
Even if the financial equation isn't clear, consider the mental and emotional benefits of eliminating these tasks from your life.
Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week reveals a crucial principle. Define what constitutes a work week and how much of your life it should occupy. Match tasks to your optimal performance periods and set clear boundaries around availability. Consider radical restructuring. A work week condensed to Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This creates 5-day weekends and forces batching. Most inefficiencies come from scattered interactions. Midweek days avoid Monday drowsiness and Friday inattention. Two tools enable this: scheduling interfaces where people book appointments within your designated availability, eliminating the average 7 emails needed to schedule meetings, and email delay tools that let you write immediately but schedule delivery for your work week. Limiting communication to your work week trains people to interact on your terms. The psychological benefits are profound. Knowing Thursday through Monday are entirely yours creates freedom traditional weekends can't match.
Errands are impossibly inefficient. They can't be optimized, involve waiting, and require driving to multiple locations. Amazon Subscribe and Save eliminates thousands of shopping hours by automating delivery of non-perishables like dog food, toilet paper, and toothpaste with 5 to 15% discounts. The service works brilliantly for products with timing issues. Water filters or smoke detector batteries become automatic maintenance reminders. For remaining errands, platforms like TaskRabbit let you outsource real-world tasks to background-checked providers at competitive rates. Financial optimization follows the same principle. Services like Mint.com pull all your financial information daily, categorize transactions, and alert you about low balances. Tools like BillShrink analyze your driving habits, checking account, cell phone usage, and television service to reveal thousands in potential savings, helping you overcome the inertia that keeps you with inferior providers.
Poor sleep or nutrition will limit your potential, regardless of efficiency. A 3-part fitness formula requires just 90 minutes weekly. Strength or skill development, high-intensity intervals, and mobility work. Each segment needs only 30 minutes across 3 days, more effective than hours of moderate activity. Sleep quality trumps quantity. Poor sleep increases ghrelin, hunger hormone, and decreases leptin, satiety hormone, creating unwinnable willpower battles. To improve sleep, take vitamin D with breakfast, avoid blue light devices an hour before bed, and align bedtime with 1.5-hour sleep cycles. Being off by 15 minutes can leave you groggy all day. Track everything you eat for a week to establish a baseline. Then focus on unprocessed foods, minimal sugar, and increased healthy fats. Our brains function like hybrid engines. They can run on ketones from fat or glucose from carbs. Burning fat instead of carbs improves focus, energy, and mental clarity. 3 essential supplements: krill oil for reduced inflammation, probiotics for digestive balance, and vitamin D for immune function and sleep. With proper diet and sleep, maintain a responsive body with daily movement like standing at your desk and taking stairs. When wellness becomes your foundation, everything you build on top becomes exponentially more effective.
We live in a culture that glorifies busyness, where working longer hours is worn as a badge of honor. But the paradigm is backwards. The less doing philosophy isn't about laziness, it's about precision. Your time, energy, and attention are finite resources deserving careful optimization. Start small. Identify one process you can streamline, one task you can delegate, one boundary you can set. The goal isn't just doing less, it's living more.